Let's see that, yeah, subtitles. It looks like transcribers in the meeting.
It okay, does. And how about me? No, I'm not getting any.
What is it about, like, your computer or your setup that, like... Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it really just is excluding you.
Very annoying. The overloads are ignoring me.
Yeah
I can scribe.
All right, let's go ahead, stop the subtitles, and let's let Russell scribe.
Sorry, thank you, Russell, and apologies. I mean, I don't know what to do. Subtitles are stopped. And just dive right in. We're all familiar faces here. So it's vocab week, at least according to my accounting, which means we are doing these pull requests. First, a Russell pull request 895. What are we looking at, Russell?
I think, wait, let's see. Yeah, this is what was requested a bit ago. There was a lot of schema.org/value, sometimes multiple in the same schema, which is a problem. Plus, it just is not a very descriptive, term. So I replaced those everywhere I could with just something more descriptive.
Beautiful. What is tdwg.org?
TWT. I think, is that the Darwin one? Or the, wait, it's TDWT?
Yeah.
I think that's a biology. What's an example of one of the, that's for, scientific biological measurements and sampling. It works well with some of the, like I think the EDD was invasive something or other. And this was a really good fit.
Nice work. That's very cool. Okay. Let's see. We have a couple of approvals. Any objections to merging 895? Good, let's do it. Well done. Next up, I have three coming. The first one is the type 86 de minimis schema, and this is an e-commerce thing. So it has to do with getting stuff into the US, which is under the value of $800, and you don't need to pay any duties. And there are a couple of ways to, there's two large trials going on. This is like the other one, it's called Type 86. You really got to hand it to CBP, how well they are at defining unsexy terms for their projects. So Type 86 credential is typically used for customs brokers to file on, and also importers themselves, but typically customs brokers to claim de minimis, so you can just get your goods in. That's what this is for.
Could you put the link in the chat?
Sorry. Yep. Of course. I'm out of practice. There we go. And. I'm seeing two approvals. No objections. Well, no change requests. Any objections to merging this? All right. It's done. The next one is the other CPP project, which also deals with de minimis under 800 value, dollar values. This is slightly different though, because it is targeted the new e-commerce players, in particular marketplaces. and online sellers. And it is, so it's more digital oriented. It doesn't kind of link back to a paper form. And it's not for, this is the feedback we got. It's not for, for customs brokers. So I took that out, and I also changed the name to be a little bit more, CBP oriented, the way we typically do that, prefixing with CBP. Let's see. Oh, Ted, thank you. I'll just quickly commit your stuff.
Yeah, it's the first time I looked at it. I just noticed that.
Yeah. Tariff, yes. I wonder how I could, I'm pretty sure I copied that from somewhere, but good to get it in. All right, well, we'll need to let the CI run. Let's just push ahead, and then we can come back to closing 897. I'll just move ahead while the CI runs to 898.
Oh, there's
oh,
because it's the way it is. There was another instance of the 1F tariff.
Oh, okay. I'm doing, yep, done. Thank you for being swift. All right, 898. Sorry for jumping back and forth here. 898 is mainly inlining another one of the CBP credentials, the main one, the entry one, which is the traditional getting stuff into the US. Inlining that and also adding or correcting the firm's code. I had a US port code, which was incorrect. So I had to add that to place. And otherwise, yeah, otherwise it's all inlining. Let's see. Two approvals. Any objections to 898? Wait. Merging it now. Just take a look. No, it's still running. 897 is still running. I mean, it's almost there. Let's jump over to interop. I'll just try and remember to come back to this. Okay, interop pulls there, starting from the bottom. Oh, that's mine still open. 595. Let's see. Have you guys been? Yeah, it seems like you discussed this without me. I failed to follow up on this.
I think we didn't do anything besides ping you. So if you.
Well, you didn't even ping me. Okay, but there's clearly some feedback there that I will need to look into. That's great. This is feedback from GS1. That's what I was hoping for. I'll just make a comment for myself. Okay. Alright, let's see if we can turn, if I manage to turn it into an actual PR for next week, that would be good. Meanwhile, let's push forward. Cycle 5. And Russell, that's yours also?
I've got an issue with that.
Yeah.
The media type there.
Why should that not exist?
I think, isn't that new? Just looking for the, isn't that part of the VC 2.0 spec?
The problem here is that the multiple plus is a moving target still. IETF is very slow. Also, the people who've been working on it have been going back and forth between understanding how media types work and forgetting how they work, particularly the way they've been spec'd. So the way they'd been historically spec'd with a single plus sign allowed for there to be multiples. It just wasn't standardized before how it should be interpreted. The existing specification does not infinitely stack those suffixes. The VC plus LD plus JSON is a document type, yes. But the SDJOT is its own thing, which might contain a VCLD JSON, or it might contain other things. But it's a contained thing. It's similar to a zip.
Yes, that's my understanding also.
And unfortunately, the people who've been mostly focused on this have forgotten that part on a regular basis because they're thinking about the new stuff that we're designing and not looking back at how it was spec'd already. And so they're not treating an SDJOT, which is similar to a zip, as if it were a zip, right? They're not encapsulating that VCLD JSON.
Yeah. So what, just to make, I'm following some of that. What would happen if we just left this in? What would fail to, what some implementations wouldn't parse this correctly or?
I don't actually know what the failure mode would be aside from there being a bunch of bad media types over time.
And this is in, I mean, these requests are going out to implementations of VC API?
I think that's right, yes.
Is, again, I'm not like super well versed in this, but I'm wondering if like this specification or this media type is exclusively for clients communicating with VC APIs. So it kind of seems like so long as all the implementations of the VC API specification, as long as they're all playing by the modern rules, which presumably they are because it's what is in the spec, then do you think this could be just a domain in which it's okay to use the more modern way to do it?
I think that's a bad path to go down. And it's not just because it's a question of modern and not modern. The multiple plus signs is going to be modern for sure. That's great. I'm in favor of the multiple plus signs. The problem is this particular sequence of multiple plus signs. It's what follows the JSON.
Okay. And that has to do, what's the connection between SDJOT or just JOT acting like a zip? Why is that a problem? Or am I misunderstanding?
I think you may be misunderstanding. I'm sure I didn't explain it clearly here. SDJOT should be treated as a zip. So it should always, so it should be application/SDJOT. Just like it could be application/zip.
Right? Regardless of what it contains?
Exactly. Because you don't have like an application/jpeg.zip. That doesn't exist for good reason. The structure of the zip doesn't change because it holds a JPEG. It's just a zip.
I think Chris,
go ahead.
Yeah, Ted, I think you're making really good points. I'm wondering if there's something we can do in the meantime to address this so that development can move forward, because I think the real purpose here is for the accept header to serve as sort of a code path switch to signal to the issuers what sort of response is expected.
That may be. But I think that needs to change. I mean, the wrong media type should not be used to signal that, right?
Yeah.
A media type that should never exist in the wild should not be used to signal that. I think okay. If you ask for an SVJOT, you're going to get, essentially, the SVJOT is always going to contain JSON. It may not always contain VCLD JSON. So I don't know how to get down that road. I think people are, or at least have been thinking of media types in a way that they were not designed to be used. Right? 'Cause the media type is just supposed to describe the resource that it's describing. You know, it says this is an SDJOT. And then...
Yeah, it seems like the simplest version would be VC plus SDJOT.
Maybe, if that's been properly described, and I'm not sure it has been. I don't think that that's necessarily what should exist, because that's just like saying VC.zip, or application VC plus zip. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't to me.
Okay, so Ted, what do you think is the appropriate way to word the fact that we are waiting for proper content types in order to do this? Or do you think accept header is just the wrong way to do this in general?
I think accept header is the wrong place to say what you want to be inside the SDJOT. Accept should certainly be application/SDJOT. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But then what you want to be inside it is different. It might make sense for it to be a profile, but I'm not sure that that's correct here.
But Russell, are we, this isn't really signifying what's inside the JOT, right? Isn't this signifying different formats for the return value?
This is signifying in a really general sense, this is just signifying, do we want a JOT credential or a JSON credential? The particular wording is kind of just what has been suggested and what is currently in our spec. Or the, so this is just signaling if we want a JOT response.
It is entirely possible that spec currently says use this long media type, which is incorrect. The multiple plus RFC is in like its seventh draft, and I'm about to feed it more feedback and make it become an eighth draft because it's broken again. This has been going back and forth now for over a year.
All we are doing here is signaling that we want a JOT response. Would it work, do you think? Would it be clean enough, do you think, to just say, like if we just said application/SDJOT, that would be sufficient to say that we want a JOT back. It wouldn't be as informative as I think what Ori wanted. But
I think that's okay.
I mean, okay. I would be totally fine with that, even if we think that might be wrong, because if we implement it the way it is specified now, we're fairly certain that it is wrong. So either way, we might have to change the specific text that's used in these two different options, but having them in place already, I think, is a step forward. So if we just use application SDJOT versus application VCLDJSON as the two options, That would be fine with me. Do you think that'd be all right, Ted?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So that is, to be clear, that means that for non-JOTs, it's application/VCLDJSON, and for JOTs, it's just SDJOT?
Yeah.
Yeah, application/slash SDJOT, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that kind of raises the question of whether we change that. Should we just leave it as as the more, as VCLD JSON SDJOT in the spec, in our interop spec, because that is, that was a change that was made a bit ago.
I would suggest not leaving that. Anywhere that this erroneous media type exists now, it should be replaced by the correct one. And in the small, in this ecosystem, we know that when we ask for an SDJOT, we expect that it's going to contain VCLD JSON.
Okay.
So yeah. Just to clarify, Ted, is application SDJOT a currently recognized media type?
Don't know. One second. Let me see if I can find it. It appears that it's being registered as part of another RSC that's in draft. Which is this one.
I mean, I think it makes sense to just use that. So, I mean, I would keep all your changes, Russell, just sub VCLD JSON SDJOT with just SDJOT.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ted, would you like to leave a comment basically explaining this? because there has already been some back and forth. On the original issue, maybe?
Yeah, what's the original issue? What am I looking at? 605?
Oh, that's as discussed in 574, I think. Because that is where... is that the right issue?
It refers back to 574.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I'm just wondering if Ori has information that I or we do not. Ori is the one who is kind of the proponent or the one who came up with or introduced the JSON LD VC.
Yeah, and he's gone back and forth between understanding how media types work and not.
Okay.
I've had this conversation.
Yeah, I'm just wanting your explanation somewhere that can be referenced, really.
Yep. In this, it's the wrong copy paste. Where are you? There you are. Don't rock on the cat. Yeah, in 574, it does not use the long media type.
Yeah, 574, I think, hasn't been updated as discussion has progressed. I still think it might be the best place to just put your comment. Or maybe you should just put your comment on this latest PR.
I think the PR makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put a comment in there. Not this second, but I will put it in today.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's leave it then, and we'll revisit next week. Good discussion, thanks. You have a few more, Russell, so let's move on to 606. if y'all ready.
Yeah. So this will have the same, we won't be able to merge this today because it needs the same adjustment as we just discussed, turning it into just SDJWT. I do think it might be worth discussing. So this will break tests for everyone, for at least this one test. So I just want to make sure that we are okay with that. Because the idea is just that it will require that accept header. Or it'll require that VC API implementations demand that accept header and return 400 if it is not present in requests to them.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you make that comment. That's good. I really appreciate that you flag it. But it does only underscore to me that we need to sort out exactly what value we're going to use before we merge these.
Yeah, so no sense breaking tests until we're very sure. No. Is that what you mean?
Yes, exactly. I would not merge this before we've done 605. Is it 605? Previous one?
Yeah.
Generally, let's not rush. Let's not rush any PRs that break, that we know break stuff.
If we do have more consensus on what the specific media type should be, are we okay? Like, is that what we want? Are we in agreement that we want APIs to demand an accept header?
I think if we do, then we'll definitely need to update the spec with some normative language. If we don't, we should have some informative language suggesting what the default should be, or that there should be a default.
Do you mean the OpenAPI specification or the draft?
I was thinking of the respec document.
Okay. Yeah.
Plus one.
Okay.
Does not have to be part of the same pull request, to be clear.
Agreed.
What do we do with the pull request that is not ready to be merged? Should we just close it, or?
I think we can just make comments on it.
Okay.
All right. I think I would suggest we also give this another week to brew and sort out 605 and then decide, come back and decide how we want to progress with this. Does that sound okay?
I hear you, Chris, about wanting to update the spec, but do we want to update? Like, I still would like to hear that we have consensus about that do we want APIs to demand accept header?
I'm not sure if that's something that we want to require. But I think it's going to be one of two things. Either we require it and we add normative language to the spec, or we make it optional and we add some informative language, informing folks that they need to, have a default format for the return.
Okay. And
I don't know which one of those is correct.
Maybe that's another issue. I mean, open another issue.
I think that'd be good for if we wanted to open a discussion.
Okay. Okay, so that puts this PR as kind of blocked by a discussion that needs to happen. I'm not sure how to signal that with the PR because that doesn't, yeah.
I made a comment that says dependent on, well, it's not super clear. Dependent on 606, let's merge. Let's sort that out before we consider. Is that okay? So we kind of clean these up.
I think that's valid, except this is 606.
Oh, thank you. 605. Wasn't it? Yeah, 605. Thanks. All right. Well, these are very interesting discussions. So thank you for raising this, Russell, in any case.
Yeah.
This seems to take a bit more than a day before we can get around it. Any objections to moving on? Chris, you're up next with 607.
Okay, so this is one that's been hanging around for a while, and I just grabbed it off of Mahmoud's plate because there's only a few more items to do, but the the VCJWS 2020 work item has been withdrawn, so we created issue 562 to remove references to JSON Web Key, JSON Web Signature 2020, and this PR is just removing some of the last references. So there was part of an example in serialized verifiable presentation, a little bit of a change to the respec and some README stuff. And I think one of the tests.
Great. Looks good to me. Any objections to merging 607? All right, let's do it. And do you have one more? Chris, also?
Yep, this is also one that's been around for a while. We had added some documentation to some of the various readmes to indicate how users could import and run the Postman test suites, and we wanted to make sure that that was also reflected in the respec doc. So I've modified the respec doc pretty simply to just link to those documents in the README documents that we had created before that have all the instructions on how to import Postman, run Postman tests, etc.
Beautiful. Can we get one more approval on 608? Ben, Russell, would you mind approving 608 so I don't have to override our own rules?
I still need to figure out how to approve things, embarrassingly.
Oh. Well, that may not be... Oh, thanks.
But click on Files Changed, and then in the top right, you can say Approve or Disapprove.
Is it that review changes? Oh, it's that simple. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think if someone like specifically requests your review or something, it'll come up and like give you a quick, like easy, yes, do it. If not, it's hidden behind a few clicks, which is not intuitive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Let's just get your approval in before we merge. That's worth waiting for and celebrating. Yay! Nice. Cool. That was it. And, oh, I did not forget. We had one more untraced vocab that was stuck in CI, which was section 321. This one. And the CI has passed. This was the section. Yeah, well, I mentioned that. Any objections that I merge trace vocab pull 897? Good. We did talk about it already. It's done. Okay. Let's look at some issues. And we are in vocab, so it's here. First one is product back in intent to import. I disagree on this. I don't think if we go down this path, like these are rather arbitrary attributes that you throw into a new credential. So my worry here is that if we start to invent new requirements to the actual business process, it will be an obstacle to uptake. If we keep intent to import lean and carrying no actual data, it's rather a part of the, it's almost like part of the protocol. And all it does is signal the intent, which is what it says. The product gets described multiple times on other credentials. You have all these documents that are always required, and they all reference and identify products and describe products and measure and weight and whatnot. There are plenty of product references in the documents that you need to file. And
it seems likely that all this needs is that the intent to import must reference a shipment or something or whatever that contains these details. Right. And there should be multiple documents that rely on that are the document that describes, I don't know, the container.
Yeah, that's the workflow instance that binds those together.
So that just needs to be made clear.
That's a good point. Yeah, if that's unclear, then yes, definitely.
And I don't know that it's unclear. I'm just guessing that it is, given what Mike said there.
Right.
I know he's generally offline at this point. I don't know what's going on there. So I don't know whether it's worth trying to get an answer from him.
Well, I think let's start with adding a comment. I don't want to do that live now, but I'll certainly respond with basically what I just said. And we can see if we can wriggle that in place.
Yeah, I think the original intention behind this wasn't to specify a product so much. It was to specify the scope of the import. Is the thing being imported exactly as what's being defined on the invoice? Is like everything in the invoice in the shipment, or is a subset of the invoice in the shipment, or is there a set of products with multiple invoices in the shipment? So it was, how do we define the scope of which products are being associated with a specific importation.
Yeah, it's just a can of worms that we stop peek into, because each of those documents have varying degree of details. We can start from the top. I mean, HGS, that's just a commodity. Gitin is a type of product. It could also be the actual product. Are we identifying just types or specific instances? The bill of lading has a higher, like less detail than an invoice. A purchase order even further has very precise detail about, you know, sizes of t-shirts and colors of t-shirts. Whereas the invoice would just have t-shirts. It's a big deal. This is not easy. And I just, when I see this list, it doesn't seem to capture those complexities, which scares me.
Yeah, so this is domain knowledge I don't have, in the sense of, if you're doing an import and you're importing lumber, which you do, you know, say you're importing two types of lumber, of like slabs and 2x4s, would you do two, you know, import workflows, one for each? Or would you say that, hey, these are being shipped together, they're being shipped to the same person, I'm doing one import workflow for these two
and types of lumber? All of that is reflected on the bill, and it's reflected on the invoice, and it's reflected on, you know, any other document that might be specific to the commodity type or the origin country.
So the invoice is going to define the scope of the import.
Yes, partly, and other documents. The mill test report, if we're talking about steel, the mill test report has even further detail pertaining specifically to steel. So it's not yes, but there's more to the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, just in the sense that I think Mike is focused on the product, and the details about the product will be defined in other documents, but I think that's a little bit orthogonal to the actual intention behind the question, which was, how is the scope defined? And if we're saying that the scope is defined by the purchase order and invoice and for a shipment, I think that might be the thing that needs to be made clear more than the product itself.
Certainly. The final just parting thought I want to leave maybe is, every time we make a change to a business process, which is what is being suggested here, we ask like literally 100 million people all over the world to comply with it. It's a pretty big deal. So we really want to avoid it, is my suggestion and opinion.
I think the intention here is to align with the right, you know, business process before, you know, as adoption is starting to pick up.
Yeah. All right. I'll try and make a comment to catch up my thoughts. Can we leave that?
We can move on.
Let's see. The next is 587. Chris, for you.
Oh boy, this is an old one.
It is.
So initially we had Lerna in there. I think it was doing some more than just the test that Ben commented it is currently using. But Lerna is an NPM type manager for repos with more than one package, which this is not. So this was just to investigate whether or not we could remove the use of Lerna, which we almost certainly can. We don't need it to run just testing.
But we would need to modify the way we're running tests as we remove it as part of it. So I think this can still be ready for PR. It just needs to be worked on. I can actually go ahead and assign this to myself.
Nice.
I think I took a first stab and removed about like 80% of the LearnNode stuff, but I think in like in the top level repo, it's still there. So if you take another pass at it, I think you should be able to get rid of everything.
Awesome.
Beautiful. All right, next one is 846. Oh yeah, we should have linked data terms for chemical compounds. That's good. Well, that seems ready for PR. What is 844? What's that? It's merged. I need to check, did we do this? Give me just 30 seconds.
Looks like 844 was the specific batching and 846 was the generic. We should do this for everything.
I think it mainly, are we using chemical compounds elsewhere? Oh, we do have the terms referenced. I think what this is done. Yeah. I'm looking at it, right? Boron, traceability. I mean, they're not the best term definitions. I'm sure there are some that we don't define, but even traceability hash B is a term. So I think we can close this. At least that's what I would be doing if I was to pick this up. Let's close. Cool. Next is 571. That's from Vladimir. Oh, this is identify. Isn't that what you just fixed, Russell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think there were, was there a checklist on this one for maybe? Oh, no, I think this might, one of them had a checklist for this needed to be done for, agriculture and a bunch of all the other industries. And I only did agriculture. Let me take a moment. I think this might be different. What's 570? Yeah, 570 is the one that was just addressed, I think.
Okay.
Maybe? Gosh.
I'll just take a look myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These might be different than the one that I think there might be a few related identifier things.
I'm looking at the entry summary and we have manufacturer ID, immediate transport number, and one more, which all just point at a consignment number. Oh, consignee number. And he's displeased with those three having the same term definitions, which isn't, well, they are identifiers, but he wants more precision.
More precision in the
term definitions. Like he wants instead of what was it? Manufacturer ID. He doesn't want that to be identifier. He wants it to be manufacturer identifier. That's how I read it.
And this is not in the links to the. Gosh, what's the terminology for like schema.org/identifier? Is that a?
That's it. Yeah, that's the term definition. Yeah.
Oh, that is the term definition. Okay. It doesn't seem like a. Oh yeah, this is different. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the value thing that I just did. Identifier is different.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. Okay. I should.
Yeah.
I'll kill my.
And I do think it might be worth. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know if there is many other options for identifiers that are for value.
There are.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we have all these, but we can always invent our own if we can't find like established terms. What he's saying is then, again, I'm kind of interpreting what he's saying here, but he's saying it's better to have new different terms than just all falling back on schema.org/identifier.
Okay.
My problem is then, like, I'm reading the first 20% of the issue and I have not read all the other stuff. Very long comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also well, he's actually pointing out that what I just found, entry number and manufacturer ID, are both just identifier. These are definitely improvements that can be made. Well, Mahmoud has been kind enough to volunteer for this. Let's see. Let's just ping him. In fairness, there's...
I kind of want to be obnoxious and point out to Vlad that his sample data is bad. If you look at the last block in the original comment there. Where he says the URLs also reflect him URL policy. And you look at the first line that starts with a triple and then immediately turns into a quintuplet.
The natural gas /1.
Yep. A natural gas product, which should then be followed by a semicolon. Before identifier. And it's the same on facility 1. Oh, actually, no. On facility 1, he's got the semicolon. It's just this is part of why I advocate for putting spaces on both sides of those dividers.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with this. This is not the syntax I'm used to looking at, but,
it's supposed to be turtle.
Okay. I tend to look at nquads when I'm in this mode.
Sure.
So I just can't really comment.
But then in the first line of that block, the colon identifier would be a graph identifier. Right? Because that's subject, predicate, object, graph.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Right. Now I'm with you. Yes.
So are we just pinging Mahmood on this one?
Yeah, I did already. And I also assigned myself because there are things I can do as well. All right. We're at time. So let's wrap it up. Any volunteers to do minute uploads?
I can do it, yes.
Thank you so much, Chris. Beautiful. I'll make sure to kick everyone out before stopping the recording. Cool. Well, it's good to see you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Great. Bye, everyone.
Yes.
See ya.